I think if you have them both in here, it's not gonna work somehow.
Is that better?
I know from Thursday night, if they hear each other. Okay. Just from last year, we came out with 2 points, and this year, really, my hope was to try to be able to finish up the sugya, but it's not going to happen, Baruch Hashem. But we'll go a little further. We'll address some new points. Last year, the takeaway from last year were 2 points. Number one, that the ikar chiyuv of Meiser, we explained that there is a major machlokes, whether it's daraisa, derabanan, or minhag. Generally, we assume that it is minhag, but in spite of it being minhag, this minhag is at least strongly encouraged, and maybe one doesn't even have an opt-out option. Because nowadays, it might already be in place of minhag, or because there's no other Meiser, the Chazon Ish had a svara, but bottom line, one should do Meiser, but Meiser that we do is Minhag. This is going to play a pivotal role as we move along, because sometimes it's going to be Negea, how a person was Neheg. But we assume the halacha, it is not the Reis, it is not the Rabbanan. One should be doing Meiser, it's not just a nice thing. It might be obligatory, but Midin Minhag, not Midin anything else. The second point that we discussed, and this was really the main point of last time was how it differs from Meiser Tevua. Meiser Tevua is a din Meiser on the heft of the Tevua. And because of that, one cannot just do net. One has to do gross of what his Tevua is. Even if he spent a lot of money on planting, on seeds, on whatever it is, on the karka, doesn't make a difference. He's not able to deduct any of that because he has to give 10% of the actual grain that he has. And therefore, also, if in one field he has 100 bushels of wheat, the next field he lost all his money, he had a terrible loss, he can't even them out at all. When it comes to Meiser Mammon, since it's a din on the Gavra, this is a kula of Meiser Mammon, that a person is able to take his cheshbonos the whole year, and let's say he invested in stocks, and he made $100,000 in XYZ stock, and lost $50,000 in ABC stock, he's able to only give Meiser $5,000 because there's a $50,000 net gain. We went into different cases of what exactly is included in gross and net, taxes, daycare, car expenses, so on and so forth. There was a chumrah based on this as well, and that was what the Pesachei Tshuva brings down, and the Aruch HaShulchan Pasdins like this, the halacha, that whereas by Meiser Tevua, if I got something that was gemeisert, I don't have to remeiser it. So if you gave me a tana of Tevua that was gemeisert, you already took meiser, there's no chiv on me to meiser, because it's a din in the Tevua, in the Cheftza, and it's gemeisert, so it's fine. Masha Ein Kein, by Meiser Mammon, Meiser Ksafim, over there, I have my egen chiyuv. I have my personal chiyuv, and therefore, if I got money as a matana or a yerusha, and I know that the person giving me the matana already took meiser, I still have a chiyuv to take meiser on the complete amount because it's a din in the gavra. Now we're going to start discussing specific shailos that come up very often with meiser. There are a number of shailos that I was hoping to get to, but I don't think we're going to get to today. Be'ikr, we're going to start to discuss the Seder HaKadima of Meiser, of Tzedakah in general, which is relative to Meiser. And this, very often people have shailos about this. How much am I supposed to give to who? What do I give to Meshulachim? What do I give to relatives? What do I give to Meisters? How do you split it up? And it's really a very complicated sugya, and we're going to start to go through it piece by piece. So let's start Eis Beis, is the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Gimel, and that's really the starting point. Hanoisin Labanov Uvnoisav Hagadolam, She'ein Echayev B'mzeinoseihem. If somebody gives, supports his children that are already older, that he is not obligated to provide for them, K'dei L'lameid Es Habanim Teira, U'lahanig Habanois B'derach Yishara, V'chein Hanoisin Matanois La'aviv, V'hein, one second, before V'chein, such as to teach his children Torah and to set them on Derech Yishara, on a good path, v'chein, And also, Hanaisim Matanas Laviv. If somebody gives presents to his father, Vayim Tzricham Laem, it's not some that he got him another vase to have in the house that he can't fit. Something that he got for his father that his father really needs for regular living purposes. Harezeh Bechlal Tzedakah. That's all included in Tzedakah. And we're going to go back to each line over here. But first, let's read through the Sif of Shulchan Aruch. V'loyoid, Ella, Shetzarech La'adim El'acherim. He has to be makdim Tzedakah to his father before anybody else. V'afilu Eine B'noi, V'loyoviv, and even if it's not his son, and it's not his father, Ella K'roivoi, it's a different relative. Tzarech La'adim El'chol Adam, that relative comes before anybody else. Simply, this means that, let's say I have a cousin or a second cousin that needs parnasa, that comes before everything else. Sounds like it comes before any ircha and so on. V'achiv me'aviv, kaidem v'achiv me'imay. If somebody has a half-brother, if the half-brother is from his father, that is a closer half-brother than a half-brother through his mother. V'aniyeh beisei, kaidem l'aniyeh yirei. The aniyim in his household are first. They go before aniyeh yirei. V'aniyeh yirei, kaidem l'aniyeh yirei acheres. And we're not going to get into this today, but there's even discussion, Chavetz Chaim has an Avos Chesed, in your neighborhood versus a different neighborhood, whether your neighborhood has Kedima to another neighborhood in the same city. Hagah, the Ramah adds, V'akvuim be'ir kruim aniyeh ha'ir. Aniyeh ha'ir does not mean an ani that is currently in the city, it means somebody that lives in the city. And they take precedence to those aniyim that are coming from other places. And those that live in Eretz Yisrael go before those that are from Chutz La'aretz. Chassam Sofer and others talk about Yeshve Yerushalayim in comparison to Eretz Yisrael, that Yeshve Yerushalayim take precedence to Yeshve Shar Eretz Yisrael. Correct. What about Eroi? That's a question. Now, that's going to come up later on, not today.
You started with Meiser.
This is Tzedakah? This is Tzedakah, but the rules of how to distribute the Meiser, you're distributing it as Tzedakah. You might have certain leniencies that you don't have for Tzedakah, but in the Seder Kedimus, generally, Chavetz Chaim assumes that you apply the same Seder Kedimus. Hagah, parnasa satzmai kedemas l'chol adam. A person's own parnasa is before everybody else. Ve'ena chayev lasa tzedakah ad shiyi aloi parnasasei. And a person doesn't have to give tzedakah until he has parnasa. Now, how to define that is also going to be a major shaila, which we are not getting into today. What does it mean kedei parnasasei? That he should be able to go on a cruise every year, every 6 months. What exactly is the gedar advarim? We'll have to define it. And also, if a person is ain't like kedei parnasasa, or what very often happens is a person has a suffix whether they'll have kedei parnasasa. So we're going to discuss, again, not today, that there's an inyan of taking the meiser and then using it for those expenses, rather than just ignoring meiser to separate meiser. Since it's a minig with it tonight, with the understanding that it can be used for himself if he can't pay his bills, and then use it to pay those bills that he cannot pay. V'achakach, even though beforehand it might have sounded like his son comes before his father, he says no. V'achakach, right after his own parnasa, yaktim parnasa saviv v'imay im hem aniyim. If his parents are aniyim, his parents come first. Before, I think he was talking about even if his parents are not aniyim, it's just tzirachim that are good for them. Ve'im koydmin leparnasas banav, and that comes before providing for his own children. And this is talking about banav hagedolim. Ve'achakach banav. So first him, then his parents, then his children. Ve'im koydmin leachav. Ve'im koydmin leshakrim. Then go his sibling, his brothers. Then go the rest of his relatives. Ve'akrevim koydmin leshchenav. And his relatives go before his neighbors, or Shechenov and his neighbors, Vanche Iroi go before people in the city. Vanche Iroi and the people of the city go before Ir Acheres. And it doesn't discuss Eretz Yisrael again. Vuadin imayu shivuyim b'tzarech l'fdoison. If you have pidyon shivuyim, even though that takes precedence to other tzedakas, but if you have two shivuyim, you would go with the same Seder HaKadimus. Okay, now let's take this Shulchan Aruch line by line. The first line was, Hanoisim levonov uvnoisav agdolim she'in echayv b'mzeneseyim k'dei lelamed esabonim teira ulahanig abonis b'derech yishara. If a person is providing for his children agdolim, so lelamdam teira or lahanigam b'derech ha'teira b'derech yishara, that is a classical tzedakah. And based on what the Shulchan Aruch said in the end of the Sif, that is number three, meaning number one is himself, number two is his parents, number three are his children. Now, so he says that you can use tzedakah for. So can you use Meiser for tuition? Can one use Meiser for tuition based on this? So the simple read of Shulchan Aruch, one would say yes. It's a classical Olam HaTorah. However, there's an important rule to know with tzedakah and maaser, and that's going to be really the crux of the issue in the next couple of shaylos. And that is that you cannot be mishalom a choyv with maaser. If I owe money to somebody, I can't use maaser. So for example, if I didn't have in mind maaser, and I made a neder that I'm going to give to tzedakah kach v'kach, I cannot use maaser for that. Because I cannot use Maaser to pay my chiyuv, even though it might be tzedakah that I'm giving. But since I was neged to give this tzedakah, and I didn't have intention at that point that it should be for Maaser, so I cannot use Maaser to give it. Another classical example, which is negela sometimes, is if somebody is in an eis tzara, or somebody is in an eis teva, out of shevach v'hidah, and because of that, they decide they're going to give a certain amount of tzedakah. The Poskim generally say that should not be coming from Maaser. Because if it's coming from Maaser, you didn't really give anything. You were going to do that anyway. It wasn't like, it's an eighth tzara, so I want an extra schus, I'm going to give some tzedakah. Now, there might be an inyan to start distributing Maaser that you have on hold at that point. Also, the schus of tzedakah is always good. But the nether-based tzara, when a person says during that kufa, during that time, you know what, I'm going to give some tzedakah, that really should not be used for Maaser. So now let's go into the shaila of tuition. What? Okay, so what Ban of Gedolim is in Zman HaGemara, it meant over 6 years old. All the contemporary poskim say nowadays that's not relevant. Because a guy, anybody in the world, you're really responsible for your child. I don't know the exact shear. I saw Rabbi Yankel Bloy wants to say till marriage. I would think in America it might be till 18. At 18 they're not a minor anymore, they're on their own. I'm not sure, it might be that both of them are lekulu, but Rabbi Yankel Bloy, they get married before 18. What? Very good shaila. Maybe we'll get into it. I wasn't planning to, but maybe we will. Okay, so Eis Dalad. Schar Limud. You see the bold towards the end of the first line, and here we are going through a tshuva of Ramosha. Hine, bedavrim reshoi l'shalom schar limud habonais v'beisever shenikra beis Yaakov mimois meiser. If somebody is sending their child to a beis Yaakov and they want to pay mimois meiser, Vada yesh chilek bein banim lebanos. There certainly is a difference between sons and their tuition versus daughters and their tuition, medina. The lilmoid mikra hachayev ha'av lelamed lebanov av beschar. Because after all, teaching a child mikra to be able to read until, let's say, fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever grade it is that they're still learning chumash, a person is chayiv to pay somebody to do it. Really, they're chayiv to do it themselves. If I'm not going to do it myself, I have a chayiv to hire somebody to do it. So that, avadi, you cannot take from maaser because that's a chayiv. But what about a daughter? Now, he doesn't talk about an older son. We'll get to an older son soon. He says, what about a daughter? Definitely, the younger son, he has a chiv to pay for, so he cannot use meister for that. But for a daughter, that is no chiv to teach her Torah, there is no chiv. So if there's a tzarech, you can go ahead and use kesef meister for it. So now comes Reb Moshe and he says a chiddush. Aval b'medina seinu kan, but here in America, shemechuyav medina d'malchus l'alamdein b'batei sefer shalahem, that there is a chiyuv to send a child to school. Uvechaste Hashem Yisparach al Yisrael, ikur rishus l'alamdein b'batei sefer shetachas and halas Yisrael, k'sherim v'yirei Hashem shenim v'yirei Hashem. And it's b'chesed of the country that they allow us to send our children to from schools, to kosher schools, which he recognized the chesed of that back in Europe. Most towns in Europe, you didn't have that choice, or many towns at least. You know, in Hungary, a lot of the people had to send to the Goyish school. You didn't have an option to send to Yiddish school. Kids would wake up very early to learn Talmud Torah, and then in the afternoon they would go again to learn Cheder, but they didn't have a choice to skip school. But by us, Baruch Hashem, they have that choice. Shenimtza. What comes out, though, is if he won't send his daughter to a kosher school, such as a Beis Yaakov, that she should be brought up as a frum, God-fearing Jew, the truant officer is going to make her go to a Gaisha school, to public school. That's going to be without Torah, without Emuna. There's a chiv that a father has that he can't send her to such a school, can't send her to such an environment. Even if it costs a person money, he has no right. It's irresponsible for him to allow his daughter to grow up in such an environment. This too is a chiv. So Zokt Reb Moshe, tremendous chiddush here, that even though l'lamed b'nai Torah is not a chiv, b'nai Torah is not a chiv, there's no chiv to do that, but since by process of elimination he's stuck, really he could leave her at home, let her stay with in the house, learn how to cook, and that's it. And she'll pick up the mitzvahs from her mother and so on and so forth. Really, that's what you can do. So now if I want to send her to Beis Yaakov because I think it's better, okay, so there's no chiv to do that. That's already a nice thing. So that I could use meister money for. So like Reb Moshe, no. Since I'm not able to leave her home, because according to Din de Malchusa, I have to send her to school. I don't know till what age. I think 16?
But you can just call homeschooling today. It's a very broad phenomenon. So I'm not sure.
Good
sure
ha'ara.
Good ha'ara is there anymore because you have a significant movement.
You have an option. I didn't think of that. My Hirsch is bringing up a very valid point.
Homeschooling could be tutors, which you have to hire also.
But homeschooling isn't having your daughter sit at home learning to cook and learning mitzvahs.
One second.
They still test you and they still make sure they're following the right.
Yeah, but that you're able to learn anyway. They're going to learn that in school anyway. But one second. Would the government pay for a child to be homeschooled at home?
It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
No, I'm not talking about the online, but do you need a worker? Do you need an instructor?
No. It's an online environment.
I hear. So maybe it's different then. If it's realistic to get that, maybe it's different. Now, a person has to know if they don't have anybody at home, whether it's a realistic possibility. Okay. What?
It's considered you. So if we're saying that you're not a gadol until 18, then it's you. So it's like that's your kedei parnasasei.
No, but that's only if it's mamish kedei parnasasei. Meaning, let's say I have kedei parnasasei and I want to put some in an IRA plan, I want to have some savings and so on and so forth, then it's already not kedei parnasasei. Now the child doesn't have any money. So if I'm just judging on the child, I'm doing a teva for him, I'm teaching him Torah, and so on and so forth. I could use myself for that. That's involved in the teva.
Yeah, but if we're differentiating the Golem versus the Tanan, that's a katan, it's you. It's like teaching yourself.
Right, but I don't have a right to teach myself Torah for myself money.
Right, so if your children are considered katanim, isn't this all talking about yourself teaching yourself? It's like it's considered you. So it's like
No. It's considered my obligation as far as chiyuv parnasa to give them food and everything. But as far as teaching Torah.
That's a separate thing. So, but Golem and katanim make no difference from Torah.
Right. Now, there's a separate chiyuv that on a ben katan, there's a chiyuv to teach him a certain amount of Torah. Okay. Maybe that taka would make a difference, but Ramosha says, girls' tuition you cannot take. I hear maybe, you have to know if homeschooling is a viable option, but if it really is a viable option, certainly if somebody's wife is home and, you know, it would be possible for her to be back up over there or whatever. I don't know if it's viable to leave a 7-year-old child at home alone. Probably what is it called? Child Protective Services would come along, probably. But if you did have a situation where it would, maybe attack would be different. Without that, not. However, as we said, Ramosha is saying a chiddush here, because Ba'atzim there's no chiv to teach your daughter Torah. He's saying even if it's from process of elimination, that's enough to make a tavish b'chayva, and maybe you can't use it. There is a Shevet Levi, there are others that disagree with this Ramosha, and certainly with this cheshbin of homeschooling, that might be another Svar Lahakel. So if a person has a real tzerich, there are poskim that disagree with this remotion. So if a person has a real tzerich, basically it's not lachatchila. Certainly one should not take mois meiser and use it for their daughter's tuition either. If a person has a real tzerich, there are poskim that are chaylik on remotion, and maybe this homeschooling would make it even that much easier.
Post high school seminary.
We're going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to get to
that. The schools are charging. They're not going to let you in either way. So why is it different than Chayit? I'm making that there. The school says that we're not letting you in if you don't have...
I don't have to send to the school. No, this is talking about I planned beforehand that I'm going to use Meister for it. Before I came to the year's contract or anything. And I've gotten the question many times before somebody figures out how much they're going to agree with the school that they can pay, they want to know what they're able to use for MISA.
You have to have this amount.
No, so they could. They don't have to send any place.
But you don't have to send.
Educated home?
You've got to send somewhere.
That's your Moshe Svara. That's back to your Moshe Svara. But Stam, if I don't have to send any place, so I'm doing a very nice thing. I want to send the child to camp. If I hold that camp, you can use Mois Meiser. You don't have to send my child to camp. They're not going to let him in without it.
Even though I know that I'm going to send to a school.
Yeah, but that's not enough to be a chayv. Based on this remotion, I say, we just pointed out the underlying part, that based on this remotion, this you would have the same cheshbin with regard to a son using Mois Meiser for the tuition of the afternoon. Like one can make the same exact argument with, if I speak to the school and they tell me, let's say, 2/3 is going towards the morning salaries of Lumudei Kedesh, and 1/3 is going towards Lumudei Chol salaries. So now I could take 1/3 for Meiser, because I'm not Mechuyev to teach Lumudei Chach Machitzenis. So first of all, there might be a chiyuv.
That's the chiyuv from the government.
That's what we're going to get to with your motion. One second. So first of all, there might be a chiyuv atzal lamdei umnes. There's a chiyuv lamdei umnes. You have to know whether that's nichlal nowadays. In the typical umnes, a child has to know how to read and write and some basic English knowledge. You have to know exactly how much you might have. You know, world geography maybe is not so negeya. You know, you have to know exactly what is and what isn't. Second of all, even if we would say that there are halakim that are not mechiyev of the parent to teach, but you have chayka medina. Since you have the country saying he has to learn that, so now I'm obligated to teach it to him. I can't send him to public school, so I have to send him to yeshiva. So again, it's a chayiv, so it's really not lachatchila. that part though would be similar to the limud habanos, that b'shas hadchak, if a person was really in a squeeze, they could use it. First of all, you have the Shevet Levi and the other person that argue on Ramosha. This idea about the homeschooling, I really think, is a very good svara, and it definitely helps in the tzarakula. And also, you really have the kedei tzarachav. If a person has a real shasatchak, it might be like his regular bills. He can use meister to pay his regular bills if he's not able to make his bills, to pay his bills.
So then, get a son for Talmud Torah, that's considered a chayv, you can't use meister. But at what point is it considered a chayv? At what point is it considered extra? For muscle, hiring an extra tutor.
So the poskim say that meister. So a person tries to do everything he can. But that's not mechiyuvay. Mechiyuvay is to do what is normal. What is normal is you have to send to school. You have to have a plan that you're doing. You send to yeshiva. A lot of parents just send to yeshiva and that's it. But anything that you do extra, such as tutors, you can use mois meiser. I'll tell you, it's a pretty good investment. When my children were, when my first set of children were younger, I would spend a very decent amount of money on chavrusas at night and so on and so forth, and I would do it from my money. And one of my children at one point used to complain, why do you have a junky car and so on and so forth. And then he told me when he was probably 15 years old, he said, you know, I realized that this friend of mine whose father drove a luxury car and I always wanted you to get that type of car, I realized if you would have taken all the money you were paying for our chavrusas, you could have easily leased that type of car. So it's kedai to do. Kids do pick up. Sometimes it takes a few years, but they pick up.
What was that?
Adar Boim Shanaim.
Did you say you're using that master money towards your kid getting a tutor, let's say, an extra? What are you talking about in terms of maestro? When that maestro is going to, we think the maestro is going to a tzedakah, what exactly?
Limud HaTorah, L'olam D'Torah is perfect.
But that's not the chov of that. That's what you're saying. So
yeah, but it's not the chiv of Limud HaTorah, it's extra Limud HaTorah. That is mamish like that first line of the Shulchan Aruch. K'dei l'lamed asabanim Torah, l'hanik abanis b'derach yishara. If I would get, if one would get for his daughter some extra help because he feels it will help her steig more and be a better Oved Hashem, Oved Hashem, so then certainly that would be able to be used. Yes. And the same would be Meiser, because it's not Chayva. Once you're doing the norm, you've done your Chayva. So now, at what point, though, does a Ben pass that level? What about high school, for example? So, L'chayra, again, you have Ramosha Svara, that you have to send them to school. I'm not sure if you have to send till the end of high school or not. I know in the Bronx, most of the kids did not go to the end of high school. But I think it's still 16. My mother used to threaten me with a truant officer till 16. So till that age, whatever that age is, you have to be Mayan. Again, you should not be using Meiser. After that point, you have to know, does it go into the regular L'olam D'Torah? The truth is that our Talmud Bavli is doing a lot of mikra also. The Gemara tells us that a person should split up his learning. But if you do Talmud Bavli, you don't have to because you're getting all three. Teresh B'Ksav, Teresh Baal Peh, you get all of it in there. So you have to know exactly at what point, but I would think certainly once you reach the point that it's not a given, so let's say it's Beis Medrash, or something like that, that definitely would be able to be used from Meiser. Again, the Poskim clearly imply, and Ramosha also implied this in one line of his, that if it's not a Makom HaTzarech, it's better not to use it. When he was talking about the daughter, he said, based on this Svara, before he said his reason why you can't use it, he said you would be able to use Meiser, but Makom HaTzarech. He's implying that L'chatchila, it's better not to use Meiser, if a person has berevach. And we'll see that type of idea when it comes to Av Aim soon. What? The Im Yesh Tzorech, Hayashayach Lahat Elitim. You're talking about by the Avin Aim?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a topic of
that's going on Avin Aim, but that's a different. That's not what I'm referring to with Avin Aim. We'll get to. Okay. And the Shevet HaLevi speaks out clearly that a person, lechatchila, everything goes into the limadta ma'isim, so lechatchila, it's best not to use ma'isim. If a person's able to, and it's not, there's no deichik or anything, then it's best not to use ma'isim. Yes? If what? Again?
You're paying for a service.
I mean, it's my service. So
that doesn't matter. The that's two are very different.
No, it's a way to do it. Your grandparents are paying for tuition.
Not necessarily.
No,
that's
no,
a famous common misconception.
No.
Yeah, we don't have it. So we can give to a general fund, but, you know,
no, there might be one thing that supposedly is legal. I'm afraid to say it in front of accountants.
Right.
That if you make up a tuition, that your tuition is this and this amount, but the school asks you, since they gave you such a break, we want you to raise money, so it depends. If it's in the tuition statement, then you have a problem. If they're just asking you as a toiva, we're asking you, since we gave you this size break, we're asking you to raise money for the yeshiva, that you would be able to do tax deduction.
So is that give and get?
Not,
give and get is
I'm not sure what give and get is. Okay. No, meaning not you yourself writing the check. But then you could go to people such as grandparents and say, can you please give a donation to the school? If the school will not be mechayev you more than your tuition regardless. This is what I was told. Correct.
It's not
meaning if you don't get any money, they still will not charge you more.
Right.
But they are asking you very strongly, please get
so,
money.
Can a grandparent use that for MICER?
A grandparent, that was Dr. Laufer's Shaila. Simply, certainly in that case, you would be able to. In that case, where it's past tuition, where they make up tuition, instead of being $10,000, will be $6,000. But we are asking you, if you don't do it, we can't do anything to you. But we are asking you, Teva, please try to raise as much of the 4,000 as you can from relatives, and then they go to a grandparent, that certainly would be meiser. Because in that case, just as it's tax deductible because it's not necessary for their tuition, so too it's not necessary from the grandparent. B'nei banim harehim kibanim. That's why we're not going to get into it right now. It's not so simple. Okay, now Zion. What about supporting a child in Kollel from Meiser? Person wants to support their child. Are they able to use Meiser money to do that? Are you able to or not? So, L'chayra, based on Shulchan Aruch, Avada, it's Mutter. Not only is it Mutter, it's the preferred method of tzedakah. That's the greatest tzedakah, is to give them L'lam de Torah. However, the Poskim point out, and Avos Chesed says this clearly, Ramosha goes with this, Ramosha has a long tshuva where he's talking about brothers saving up in order to be able to support their brother to sit and learn in Kollel. And Ramosha is very strongly, he strongly advocates it. And he says, Avada, that's the best Maisa to do. If somebody is able to do Maisa, that somebody should learn Torah, Matov, Manoim. However, it's important that a person has that in mind before they sit down with the mechutna. Meaning, if I sat down with the mechutna and I was mechayev, I'll give $1,000 a month. So now I have a chayev. Now I say, oh, it's tight. You know what? I'm going to use my meiser. I can't use meiser for a chayev. Yeah, but once I was neidered, that's a gather of nether. I committed to that, so now I have a chayv. It doesn't have to mean that I'll go to jail if I don't pay it. I have a chayv to pay it. So now I'm paying my chayv because I committed to it. Together, nether, I'm committed to that, then I cannot use my mois meiser. So therefore, it's important to have that in mind. Right, so it's important to have it in mind beforehand to sit down. I'm planning to use meiser for whatever. You don't have to tell him. You have to have it in mind yourself. that what I'm going to do here, this is how I'm going to use my Mois Mais.
Then you can b'chayv yourself after you make that command.
Yes. Then you could say, I'm going to contribute kach v'kach, because you're saying that you're going to give from your Mais money like this. You could do that for any tzedakah. You could tell tzedakah, I'll give you $50 a month, and you're giving it from your Mais.
Does it only work for passing out tzedakah, or is voluntary slave too?
It works for Kedei Tzerachav, not for Pasma Malach Teichel, for Kedei Tzerachav. What is Kedei Tzerachav? That's a very good child. You have to know exactly what the guideline is. But to be able to live Berevach, that the person should be able to sit and learn without Daigus, up until that point is considered Beseder. Does it mean that they should be able to buy a $300 outfit for a daughter? That I'm not saying. And that also, that's important, that if a grandparent or a parent, a grandparent of the child, you'll understand what I mean in a moment. If a person wants to help their child out, so they're using Mois Meiser in order that they should be able to sit and learn, and then they decide, you know what, I want you to have a beautiful car. Their car was working, but they want them to have a nicer car. It's going to be easier, whatever it is. That's very shredetek for Meiser. Certainly, if they want their ainikol should have a beautiful outfit that is really not necessary. The child... Yes, Yom Tov does need an outfit, but they could get for kach v'kach. But the grandparent is not going to get for kach v'kach. They want to spend triple that for the outfits. That extra two times that they're spending for the outfit cannot be taken from Maisa. That's their own...
Where does this fall in the state of Bimano?
Banov? It's right Banov. After Avov.
No, Banov in Kailo.
That would go right after Avov.
It's still included in that. I still call Parnassus Banov.
Yes, it's L'chatchila, and it goes... We mentioned this in Sifkat in Ois Yud, and I'll just say it now. There's a shaila. What about if you have a karev and you have achzakas hatera of achzakas tamar chacham? Achzakas tamar chacham usually beats other is kadim to other tzedakas. But if you have a karev that is not a tamar chacham that just needs money, and you have a tamar chacham that is not a karev that needs money, who takes precedence? So Chachma Sadam has it as a suffix. He's not sure. When Meister the Poskim say, Chacham Tzvi already says that the Karav goes first, and the Chavetz Chaim says that the Karav goes first. So over here, though, if you have a Karav that's a Tam Chacham, or a Karav, Chzak HaSatera, if anything, it's more. Not past 120. I don't know. I don't know yes or not. A person has to be realistic. If the person is a separate shaila, what happens if the person's still in kollel because they don't want to go to work but they're not learning?
No.
So that's not a good investment. But that's kemat not negev is manazah.
So let me struggle with the food on the table.
Okay, if one is struggling, I'm not talking about if they're different levels. If you're talking about one is not able to pay for basic food, one is able to, but lots of times the son's not either able to pay for basic food. So we're going to get, that's not going to be today, but that's a different shmooze. What happens if one is for parnasa, one is for ksus, one is for kedei chayv? There are different levels of what takes precedence. But we're talking about in the same group. You're right. Somebody comes to you, I haven't eaten in 2 days. And it's not tzakon sefashis, but they haven't eaten in 2 days. And one is coming to you that they want to be able to pay their electric bill, the person that didn't eat would take precedence.
Okay, the son-in-law is learning a mirror, right? He wants to have an apartment in Jerusalem. So he said, does he take it off from Meister?
So, and that's very similar to what Reb Shmuel was about to ask, was Hachnasas Kala, which I imagine was not going to be a shaila of basic achnasas kala, because that avada is regular meister, that's classical meister, and that's going to get into seder kedimus that we're not getting into today. Pidyon shvuim, achnasas kala, achzakas tera, all those items we're not going to get into today. Exactly. We're not going into this today. It's a very good shaila, and the contemporary place can really struggle with what the guidelines are. What happens if you have a mshulach that comes to you and says that I just married all 5 children and I had to buy a deer for each one of them, or paid for half a deer for each one?
This is your own kid, and he's a Talmud Chacham, okay? And he wants to have a deer in your shlaim, because that's where he learns, right?
So it might have kedima definitely to a lot of things. It might not have to everything, but it has kedima to a lot of things. Okay.
One more thing, the giving maaser, but the child, son, daughter has other income too. Should you, they talk about the outfit, $300 outfit, should you specify maaser that I'm giving for the koil, he's going for the first money, and then your money that you're making is...
It's not so pashut. If they have enough money that they would be able to pay those bills, they just want to do the $300 outfit, so then automatically it's going for the $300 outfit. The person's making $50,000 a year and they could live on that. But in order to do the $300 outfit, they need another $5,000 a year. And if I give them $5,000 a year, I don't know if that's at all myself.
Money is fungible anyway. You can't say money is from
the... Now...
Once you use his life for this, you can use trees of all the money.
That's actually not true.
Well, we'll see. Again, that's Chavetz Chaim is going to discuss that. We're not getting into that this week. Now, because of these concerns, though, personally, I do not like to use Meiser unless I know the child is mamish at a very tight spot because of these concerns. Is it really Meiser? Is it not? Is it exactly what the level is? But it definitely can come into play with regard to the Cheshbon of Chaimish. If a person wants to do chaimish, that you definitely have a lot more latitude, a lot more flexibility. Over there, a person would be able to use these svaras definitely for chaimish. We'll discuss chaimish for a minute at the end in Divrei Agadata.
But if you take the chaimish and you're magdish it for meiser, you want to give your kid a gift, you can give your kid a gift, you just can't count it against meiser. You want to have the 300.
Right, so if you're not...
No, but if you're magdish that...
No, so if you're not being magdish, you give it from your regular account, but you have in mind... that by doing this, then I'm hitting chaimish. I'm giving this so that hopefully it is yet to something, and if it is yet to something, it gets me to the chaimish level.
Yeah, but when do you want to count it as meiser?
It's not meiser, it's chaimish. You can't separate meiser and chaimish. That's
right.
The place to say.
But it still has to be for tzedakah, this is not tzedakah.
No, so if it's clearly not right, if it's clearly a gift, that's no shaykhus right, but I'm saying lots of times it's a gray area. I'm talking about the gray area that it's helping them live. Would they not be able to make it without that? They're able to buy ice cream. Is that a problem? Is that, you know, what exactly is Kedei Tzerachov? Does have a gray area. Okay. Now, Oishchet. Yes.
Nothing over here is mentioned regarding a serious case of Goyim. Any sort of
Goyim? So I didn't copy that line of the Shulchan Aruch because I started the next Sif, but right before that, or in Sif Aleph maybe, Sif Beis, Sif Aleph, over there the Mechaber says that you are Mefarnesim Aniyei Akum Im Aniyei Yisrael, but it's more Midarach Eva. It's not regular tzedakah. It's more, we do it. Kipshutei not. I don't want to say for sure, but, okay. So now Benegea, a parent. That was all Benegea, the child. Now Benegea, the parent, and we'll try to wrap this up relatively quickly. Is a person allowed to use Meiser money to provide for the parent? And this becomes relevant, unfortunately, very often when a parent becomes much older and the parent needs home care or a nursing home or whatever it is, and the parent can't afford it. So is a child able to take their Meiser money and use it for a parent? How much of the Meiser money can they use towards that, and can they use it? So first, simply you would say there's chiyuv kibbutz. So if it's a chiyuv, you can't use it for a chiyuv. But there's machlekes in the Gemara. Is kibbut av mishal av or mishal ben? Do I have to pay for kibbut av? Or does my father have to pay for kibbut av? Do I have to buy him meals as kibbut av? Or no, it comes out of his account. He's supposed to pay for it. We paskin lahalacha, simin reish mem, shulchan aruch, zifhei, kibbut av mishal av. It comes from the father's account, not from the child's account. Based on that, a person simply could use Meiser in order to provide for his parent. And obviously we're talking about that the parent doesn't have it. The parent is very rich. So then to provide for them, it's not going to be Meiser because it should have used their account. There's no reason for you to use your account. However, it's not so simple. There's a famous Meiser with Reb Chaim that somebody came to Reb Chaim and said his father lives in Varsha, let's say, or wherever it is. For him to go there, he needs to hire a balagolo. Kibbut av is mishalav. He doesn't have to spend money on it. So he's not mechuyev to go. So Reb Chaim told him, you're right, it's Mishal Av, you don't have to lose money on it. Walk. Now, that's a pretty extreme thing. I think about Keseder as far as going to New York and to, like, especially walk outside today and like, I should be going, walk. I can't walk. It's not like a... but you have to... I'm curious to know how far the town was that Reb Chaim told it to him on. Bottom line, it's generally Mishal Av. But if it is part of my Chiv, then you don't say that. So here we have to get into Kibud Av a little bit. Kibud Av is Mishal Av. That's only that the food he has to pay for, the clothing he has to pay for, the house he has to pay for, and so on and so forth. But Ezehu Kovod, Machiloi, Mashkehu, Malbishai, Machnisai, that I should go and feed him. So if he's not able to eat, really I'm supposed to spend time feeding him. And the Gemara is mavur that even if it means that I'm going to lose out, let's say I'm a salesman, and I have a company that works. Let's not talk about Kedei Parnasasni or not. I have a company that's working, and I'm making $100,000 a year. But now I know if I'm at work now, I'm going to sell more. I'm going to make more. Next year I'll make $110,000. So I'll be derech hateva. So now my mechuyev to go to my father and feed him, and then I'm not going to be able to go to work. True, it still will have basic parnasa and everything, but lamaisa, I'm going to lose out. So the halacha is clear that I am mechuyev to do it. That's not called Mishal Ben, because I'm not losing money for him. I'm just not making money. I'm mechuyev to serve him. Serving him is my obligation. So I don't have free time to work. Now, it's mevur in Tosfos Lamed Beis, an important kulah Moshe Dibris points this out, that if I'm going to lose my job, if I'm a hired worker, and by doing it I'm going to lose my job, I'm not mechuyev to lose. So then I would not be mechuyev to do it, because that would mean losing my job. But stam hazeh avada mechuyev to do it. If it's not that situation, I would be mechuyev to do it. Even though it might mean I won't get a raise, I would still be mechuyev to do it. There's another chiddush, just saw it this year, a tremendous chiddush. Reb Shulayb in the Tshuvah says, I think it was Simchav Dalet, he says that you still have a din of Ad Chaymish. Meaning, if I know by being at work, I'll be able to see more patients, I'll be able to make more sales. And true, even without that, I'll be able, even if I spend time by my father, I'll be able, the business will run, I'll make $100,000. But if I'm there, we'll make $200,000, I'm not mechuyev. Because not more than chaymish. But in any case, that I could definitely go a decent amount to the parent, and now I'm hiring somebody to do it, so he's taking care of my chayv. Really, I'm obligated to do it. I'm getting somebody else to do it. It's a chayv esaguf of l'chadoi, l'achila, l'ashkelu. So you are able to get, no, it's not a chayv shebegufay, it's a chayv esaguf, but not a chayv shebegufay. You can't get a sheikh. It's mitzvah boy, yeis to me b'shulchay, that's just yeis to me b'shulchay. You are mekayim the mitzvah if you get somebody else that's competent to do it. And in certain cases, in fact, Shulchan Aruch says you should get somebody else. And right. Right. But, so in such cases, you have to know, at least at Chaymish, you have to know exactly what shir. Some of it, if he's taking care of your obligation, you can't use Maisa for that. But what is above and beyond what you would be able to do, what is not realistic for you to do, or in the case of Nitraf Daite, where the person themselves has the Ptur, in those cases one would be able to use Meiser to take care of it. And it's important for a person to realize that they have Kedima to everybody. There's Gevaldige Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer in Tshuva says that even though normally for Kraven, what's the shear? So you don't give all your money to the Karav. Let's say a person has a cousin that's very poor, and he, mamish, needs $50,000 a year just to put food on the table. He has a family, 12 kids, and so on and so forth. My home meiser is $6,000 a year. So should I take a check, $6,000 a year, give the whole meiser to that cousin? So, lahalacho, the poskim say it's a chachmas adam, others say you do not do that. The max, Reb Moshe goes, and we'll maybe get into this another time, is chetzei. You give half. But al yitain kol ma'isav la'ani echad, certainly not, and maybe not to crave him just in general. So you don't give all of it to crave him. So comes the Chassam Sefer, and he says it's true that normally you can't do that. But by a parent of Adi, you would have to give everything. You take $6,000 and do it all for home health care. What's the cheshbon? Says, because be'etzin there's a chiv to be do kibud av ein. The whole machlokes in the Gemara is, am I machlokes to suffer a chesaron kiss because of it? We pass the mishalav, let mishal ben, I don't have to lose money on it. But here I'm not losing money, I'm losing tevesana. But I'm giving 10% anyway to tzedakah. Now the shadow is what to give it to. Zatech sam sefer avad ha-machuyiv to give it to all, to the father. And a lot of people do not realize this. A lot of people in the community have had situations where, well, I can't help my parent out, I'm not of that means. What do you mean? Give your ma'aser. But I have to give to other tzedakahs. That takes precedence to other tzedakahs. If the parent is not able to manage to go to the right facility, and if you would be giving ma'aser, they would be able to go to the right facility. Avada, there's a chiyuv to do it. A person is supposed to do that. It's going to mean that you're going to have to tell every mashulach, here's, you should give something. I'll take betzidecha. Here's a quarter. Here's a dollar. I can't give you more. Because right now, I'm mamish giving everything to my parent. That is the chiyuv. It's tzirachov, that the Shulchan Aruch said, as long as you're doing tzirachov, I think it's the same thing. I don't know if you need to come on to that. So now just end off with a Dvar Agadata.
Oh, yeah, but that's what you said about Kibbutz Aim. A Dvar Mitzvah, any Dvar Mitzvah is considered a Chai you can't use Maisa for?
Correct. Now, you might be able to make Tanoim that you can, and that we're going to have to get into another time. Are you able to use Maisa for Aliyas?
Aliyas, if I had a lulav, I could borrow someone.
Okay, so without being able to borrow the lulav, you certainly cannot use ma'aser money. It's not pashut that you could use pashut. You cannot use ma'aser money even if you could. Why? Because really, you have a chiyuv to do lulav. You could have opted out. You didn't opt out. Right. So, but right now, you use that money to do your chiyuv. You could have done a different way. Had you done a different way and been yitzur with Yanim's lulav, and then you got yourself a lulav just to have a lulav also, then ain't a chanami. Pidyon Shvuyim, you're able to do, because that's tzedakah. That's a chiv tzedakah. That's mamish. That's not a personal chiv that I'm obligated to stop. That's a kedima in tzedakah.
What about Aliyah's
convention? We're going to get it. That's going to, again, be for another time. I know if I go over time, I'm going to lose people next time. So just saying over from Keser Rosh. Keser Rosh was written by a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's accepted. It's in the Siddur Ishei Yisrael, and he's quoting Reb Chaim Volozhin on a lot of things. Over here, he quotes Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Goyim. Very often, it's Reb Chaim Volozhin b'shem the Goyim. Amar b'shem Rabbeinu Hagrozal. Reb Chaim Volozhin said b'shem the Goyim. Shekol Hashem Meiser Muftach Bekach Shelo Yovei Lidei Hezek Klal. He won't come to Hezek. V'Hashem Mer Chaimish Muftach Sheyisasha. So you might not want to do Chaimish. What? Good ha'ara. I don't know the answer. V'yushrish b'zem midas ha'betochen v'alavayt kol Yisrael ha'yushem r'maiser. If all Klal Yisrael would be doing maiser, ha'yem eskayim ha'posuk efes ki lo'yeh b'cha evyin, there would be no poor people. Unbelievable line. And pam achas ha'yel ha'rabeinu sofik b'dmei maiser v'hikel atzme b'zeh ha'pam. One time Reb Chaim Volozhin had a sofik whether or not he was mechuyev maiser on something, so he was mekel. Said, okay, not going to take the ma'aser. It might have been tight, whatever it was. He was mekel. After that, shortly after, these are the chassidish ma'aser from the Litvish people. Right after that, he took a dali, the pitcher, to get water from the well, and it fell into the well, and he lost the pitcher. He tried to get it out with some type of tool that they would use to get it out, and that fell in also. So he said, okay, I'm taking Meiser, because he made a cheshbon, that was the cost of what he was making on the Meiser. And then he asked, in general, should he use it for B'nai Bayis? And he said that he was Meiko, but then he stopped being Meiko because he saw more Atzlacha not being Meiko.
And that's okay. The question where I took out the book was that, because it's all the season here, but 20 minutes of Shneor, I don't know if it makes a man see pay if you're a